No public input. So we are down to agenda item six. Review of summary of groundwater availability information for technical memorandum. I have Tony Smith and James Beach here that are consultants. They will lead our discussion there. Which one of you guys going first?
Tony's first.
I'll take off first.
All right, Tony, go for it.
So as you guys may recall, we've been laying out information for both the scope of work committee and for the groundwater committee with the intents that we bring it forward for your consideration to develop recommendation. We'll provide recommendations for you guys to consider today. Those recommendations, if you adopt them or modify and adopt those recommendations, would then be carried forward to the regional planning group on the February 13th meeting as recommendations from the subcommittee. The intent there is that by running through this information thoroughly with these various committees, that we cover a lot of because February 13th is going to be an information dense meeting. Relative to many of our other meetings, there's a lot of material pulling together to submit the technical memorandum, the scope of work, and really to dig into the heart of the planning process this year. And so with all of that as background context, we've already had our previous groundwater meetings where we kind of summarized where the differences were. We opened up some discussions last time on certain subjects. We have gone back and reviewed what was done in the previous planning cycle. We're going to do James, and when James and Andy take over here, they're going to kind of go through agenda item by agenda item and summarize some of that information that we presented to you previously, just as a refresher. Reason being is that that's what's going to go as our snapshot into the technical memorandum. We have some changes that we're recommending on the non-MAG values, but James will get into that. And then some of it will be refresher on what we're recommending for this planning cycle. And all of that to put it out there, that while we certainly will characterize and have our recommendations of what was done in the previous round and what we can update, it is still the purview of the planning group and the planning group members in this committee on what your recommendations are. So you guys are the bosses is what I'm saying. So with that, I'm going to hand the ball over to James, and you can take it from here, James.
All right. Thanks, Tony. And as Tony said, Andy helped with a lot of the work here in on the background. So if you have detailed questions, I may be calling on him. Just to summarize groundwater availability for the region. And again, this this agenda item is just for review only. You saw all this at the last groundwater committee meeting. So we're just reviewing the groundwater availability for 6 major aquifers, 11 minor aquifers, plus a few others. And you can see the numbers there as far as the overall availability, 803,000 and some change to 903,000 through the year 2080. There's generally been an increase in availability for the region, but there's been some decreases in some of those strategic areas too, which need some discussion. A lot of that increase you'll see later has came in the Gulf Coast. Increases and decreases in availability vary, and they're highly variable. What we're going to show you in the next slide is a summary is a sum of both the MAG and the non-MAG numbers. So you have a total availability that's there to work with for planning purposes. MAG cannot be changed, as a reminder. That's what must be used for regional water planning. And to this point, Kathy may have some comments later on that agenda item because we haven't gotten a hold of her yet, but no GCDs have expressed any interest in using a MAG peak factor. We'll come back to that later. So the summary on the next slide is for, it's a lot of numbers and maybe not anything you want to drill down too deep in, but just a summary of those groundwater availabilities by decade. And that's, again, the sum of both MAGs and non-MAGs for reference there. You can see as it compared on that last bottom line, the total from the last planning cycle, and you can see where those increases are occurring. The changes in the availability are on the next slide, and we tried to highlight where the decreases are in red. And so you can see there that, you know, some of those larger decreases for the Brazos River alluvium and, you know, some of the other minor aquifers, Dockham, for example, for the most part, you know, most of the major aquifers have increased. So just a summary of those changes by decade. Moving on to decreases in MAG availabilities. What you'd been looking at in the previous tables were the sum, the totals, MAG and non-MAG. Now we're breaking it down. This table has the MAG availability changes, and you can see those by aquifer and county and basin. And then what we've done is summarize those for the 2030 decade and the 2070 decade. And those ones that are red in parentheses are obviously changing or decreasing. And so those are, you know, what we'll talk about later and maybe what their impacts are. Next table is the decrease in the non-MAG availabilities, again, by aquifer, county, basin, same colored decreases there for those, just as a review. So what we saw generally for a lot of these non-MAG availabilities as a review is that the non-MAG availabilities in the last round, there had been some thought put into those and they did not get transferred into the database for this round of planning. So we'll have some thoughts and recommendations on that as we move through to the next agenda item. Any questions on any of that?